It was a brisk, wet spring afternoon at Wrigley as the Cubs hosted the Brewers. Plenty more on the weather in a bit, but first, Milwaukee getting off to a solid start in the first.
And a swing and a bouncer back up the middle and a base hit. And a two RBI single for Jet Bandy. Broxton lines one to left field. That is going to, oh, what a catch! Schwarber! What a great catch that was as Schwarber lays out and hangs on.
And now the Brewers have them loaded for Orlando Arcia. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball, slow roller towards second. Long run for Zobrist. He won't make the play. And Shaw's able to race home from third to score. And we're tied at 3.
3-2, two outs. And it's high and away. Ball four. And the Brewers take the lead. And now the tarp's coming out. And we are headed for a rain delay at Wrigley Field. And we're going to be just shy of 2 hours for a rain delay. And again, the Brewers will have two on with nobody out. Domingo Santana now. Santana back up the middle and a base hit into scores Thames, and here comes a run and he is in.
The Brewers win their fourth game in a row, 6-3 your final over the Cubs. Paulo Espino made his major league debut on the mound for Milwaukee. He lasted just 4 innings. Despite less than ideal conditions and a lengthy rain delay, the Brewers won their fourth straight game overall with a 6-3 win over the Cubs on Friday. Here's the skipper, Craig Counsell, after the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, it wasn't fun. Blowing hard and rain, you know, basically for 9 innings and cold. You know, it was tough. It didn't feel like a baseball game for a couple of innings.
You had Espino start the game, Peralta went in relief, and Torres get the save, which is not how it was drawn up. But is that sort of typical?
Yeah, it kind of was how it was drawn up, actually.
I mean, in spring training.
Oh, no.
It kind of typifies, it seems, the way your season has gone so far, where it's kind of you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that in San Diego. It's guys stepping up. That's how you win games. And a lot of guys do good things. And today was another example of that. And Willie kind of moving into a different role, but, you know, he was outstanding for 2 innings there. It was fun to see. Dugout was fired up for sure. So it's not necessarily what you expected, but, you know, we adapt and the guys are, you know, doing whatever it takes and whatever role they're put in.
Jet said that Espino was like the calmest guy he'd seen. What did you see from him?
I agree with that. I mean, you saw what happened to their guy. The conditions made it very difficult, just to feel the baseball, I think to feel your off-speed pitches. So the conditions made it really hard. The one thing that he didn't get himself in trouble by walking guys. He threw the ball over the plate. He fell behind in the count a little bit as the kind of game went on, but he kept us in there for sure. He did his job. He certainly could have gone back out there. It was at the point in the game where it was, we tied it and we had a chance to, and that to me that bad by Aguilar turned out to be pretty big. I mean, the walk turned out to be a pretty big play, taking the lead into the long delay.
About the job that your guys did, just working up so many full
yeah, I mean, the, you know, the bombs. Their starter was struggling, throwing strikes, and it was a day where the wind's howling in like that, and we get 6 runs. I think that's a pretty good day of offense, really. And you knew it was going to be a day where, although it was a tough day to hit, it was a really tough day to play defense. It was a tough day. Every fly ball was, as we saw, was very difficult. Just ground balls, making good throws. So, obviously Keon dropped that ball, but I thought defensively other than that, I thought we did a really nice job of just getting out in difficult conditions.
It was interesting what finally made him stop the game. Schwarber making a double arrow, trying to catch a fly ball that ended up back at shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, that was the wind to me more than the rain or the condition. That was the wind. I mean, the wind was howling, and it felt like the wind really grabbed a hold of that ball for sure.
Can you say anything now, Craig, about Espino with the
helps? No,
ready to.
Yeah.
That hit that Domingo got when the players in was big, because if they strand those guys.
Yeah, no, I thought it was. I mean, Domingo got down 2 strikes right away too, and he had previously struck Travis out, so he looked like, I think he hung a breaking ball, and Domingo put a good. It was a huge play for sure. And, you know, I thought, again, you know, after we started again, I still thought runs were going to be really hard to score just because of the wind. To get a three-run lead, I think, took a lot of you know, that comeback kind of wind out of your sail.
Because then they started going down pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back in those situations, right?
Exactly.
I mean, multiple runs.
Multiple runs with the wind blowing like that after delays, I think, is always, yeah.
The series continues Saturday. Chase Anderson goes for the Brewers against Jake Arrieta for the Cubs.